Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to just welcome you back to the last segment of J.C. Ryle's great little book that we've been sharing, The Duties of Parents. Now, this is chapter 17. It's the very last chapter, and we're on page 31 in our little booklet if you've been following along. And here is the final hint from J.C. Ryle. Train them, he says lastly, with continual prayer for a blessing on all you do. He really shares with us in this section that all this training, if it is not followed or preceded with prayer, we might as well forget about the benefit. On page 31 at the bottom, without the blessing of the Lord, your best endeavors will do no good. He has the hearts of all men in his hands, and except he touch the hearts of your children by his Spirit, you will weary yourself to no purpose. It's the Lord that will touch the hearts of your children. And then here we have next the real key line of this whole paragraph. Water, therefore, the seed you sow on their minds with unceasing prayer. You must be the one praying that every little thing that you do in your training, the Lord will bless it. The Lord will impress it upon their hearts. And at the top of page 32, what J.C. Ryle says, and I agree, he says, I suspect the child of many prayers is seldom cast away. The Lord's attention is upon the child who is prayed for. We know the Lord loves all children. But when you are praying for your child, lifting that child's name to the Lord, oh, his attention is there. And then, of course, we get our scriptural examples on page 32 in that first full paragraph. And what we find out is, we are given the example of three old patriarchs who really put into words the idea that those children are gifts from the Lord. He says first, look upon your children as Jacob did on his. He tells Esau this, the children which God hath graciously given thy servant. They are gifts. And Jacob acknowledges that. And then Joseph is the second example. Joseph, he told his father, they are the sons whom God hath given me. Recognize those gifts. And then the third example comes out of the Psalms. It is written by the psalmist who reminds us children are a heritage and a reward from the Lord. Oh, how we must acknowledge this as those three patriarchs did. And then we must ask the Lord with a holy boldness. Don't be shy about it. Go to the Lord and ask that he might be gracious and merciful to his own gifts that he has given. And next, we are given examples of patriarchs who did just that. Mark how Abraham interceded for Ishmael because he loved him. He says, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Oh, I wish I had time to go over that whole story. And then Manoah, who spoke to the angel about Samson and asked, how shall we order the child? How shall we do unto him? He's asking for guidance. And then we go to another example, the example of Job. Observe how tenderly cared for his children's souls. He offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For he said, he stands in the gap for them. He says, it may be my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. And then after our examples, J.C. Ryle speaks right to us. He says, parents, if you love your children, go and do likewise. You cannot name their names before the mercy seat too often. You can't pray too often to the Lord for your children. It is really your duty to do it. And then J.C. Ryle, in a very small paragraph, says here, and now, reader, in conclusion, now J.C. Ryle is wrapping up this whole book with us, and he says, let me once more press upon you the necessity and importance of using every single means in your power if you would train your children for heaven. And he warns us at the end of the very next paragraph, if you make light of these means, as I have mentioned, all of these ways, these duties that J.C. Ryle has given us, if we make light of them, our children are not likely to turn out well. If we don't train them in the ways of the Lord and follow it with prayer, how can we expect our children to walk in the way of the Lord? Now, the last paragraph on page 32 goes through all of the things that parents will do. And they are things that we see others doing, and maybe we've done them ourselves. We've baptized our children. Maybe we've enrolled them in the church, in the Sunday school. Maybe we have sponsors, godly sponsors, to answer for them. And maybe you have helped by your prayers. And maybe you sent them to the very best schools, given them Bibles, prayer books, filled their heads with knowledge. But look at what he says. At the very end here on the bottom of page 32, he says, but if all this time there is no regular training at home, I tell you plainly, I fear it will go hard in the end for your children's souls. Because why? Well, here he places the importance on the home education. Home is the place where habits are formed. Home is the place where the foundations of character are laid. And home gives the bias to our tastes, our likings, our opinions. That's where we acquire those things. See then, says J.C. Ryle, I pray you that there be careful training at home. And then in the middle paragraph on page 33, he charges all fathers and mothers. Oh, J.C. Ryle took this so seriously. He says, fathers and mothers, I charge you solemnly before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, take all pains to train your children in the way they should go. And I charge you not merely for the sake of your children's souls, but for the sake of your own future and comfort and peace. Truly, it is your interest to do so, and your own happiness in great measure will depend upon it. I'm going to now go to the bottom of page 33 and pick it up there, for he concludes here. He says, as for me, I will conclude by putting up my prayer to God for all who read this paper, that you may be taught of God to feel the value of your own souls. He's closing out this book with prayer for you. And the prayer is that you would realize the value of yourself, your own soul. And this is one reason why, if we go to the top of page 34, he says baptism is often just a mere form, something we go through, a routine procedural duty. And Christian training is despised and regarded. Too often, parents feel not for themselves, and so they feel not for their children. They do not realize the tremendous difference between a state of nature, the natural state, and that state of grace that comes down from our Heavenly Father. And therefore, they're content to just leave their children alone. Well, here J.C. Ryle closes with three prayer points. He's praying for you, and he's praying this, and this is my prayer also, that the Lord would teach you that all sin is abominable, and they are things, sin is what God hates. And if we realize that, we will mourn over the sins of our children and try to pluck them out as brands from the fire. And then secondly, teach. May the Lord teach you all how precious Christ is and what a mighty and complete work he's done for our salvation. And then if you really realize that, you will want to bring your children to Jesus and live through him. And then thirdly, may the Lord teach you all your need of the Holy Spirit and the work that he will do in your soul. And then I feel sure you will urge children to pray for him without ceasing and never rest until that spirit comes down into their hearts with power and makes them new creatures. Well, we pray that the Lord will grant this, and we have hope that you will indeed train up your children well, train them for this life and the life to come. Train them for earth, train them for heaven. Train them for God and for Christ and for eternity. And that is also my prayer, and we are praying that you will supplement your home training with Sunday school. Now we're going to follow up this very last lesson with one more that will give you information on what you can expect from our Sunday school at Grace Church. So stay tuned for that for one more segment. And I'm going to just give you this number of Pastor Torres's if you would like to pre-register your children for Sunday school. You call this number, and if not, bring your children on September 17th at 9:30 in the morning to Grace Church or to any one of the Sunday schools in this village, and keep that training going for your children. It is your duty. 518-775-0366. May the Lord bless you all in your work for your children. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. Now, this is Sister Linda Hart back again, and I am here now with our Sunday School Superintendent at Grace Church, Sister Beth Close. And what we would like to do today is just give you a little idea of what to expect on Sunday, September 17th at 9:30 a.m. And then after, each Sunday morning right until May, if you decide to bring your children or if you yourself would like to join us in one of the classes offered at Grace Church. So I'm going to pass it right now to Sister Beth, and she's going to talk about a few things with you. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. As Linda said, we have our opening day this coming Sunday, September 17th, and we're beginning at 9:30, and we're going to start out with our family breakfast. My grandson Milo reminded me this morning, he's so excited about this family breakfast. This is a tradition at Grace Church. So come on down, enjoy some good food, meet our teachers, and you'll be able to hear more about our curriculums and see where the kids are going to be. We are serving grades pre-K right through adult. This fall, our curriculum is going to focus on the Old Testament, and then we'll culminate toward Christmas with the birth of Jesus and a Christmas play. And we've also been talking about maybe some extracurricular activities, and we are planning a movie that we're all going to go to. Now, I'm going to send it back to Linda because I want her to give you our new time frames. We've structured things a little bit differently this year to include some new classes so we can serve more people.
All righty, now this is what you can expect. Our students will be divided into groups. Now the students in grades 1 through 8 will rotate through the hour from 9:30 to 10:30 like this. I will be meeting upstairs in the sanctuary to do the Bible stories with the flannel board like I always do. And that hour will be broken up into three blocks of 20 minutes in each block. So I will take the first grade through the fifth grade upstairs for the Bible lesson beginning from 9:30 and going right until 9:50. And while I am doing that, Hillary Cool will be doing scripture memorization and prayer with the older group, grades 6 through 8. And she will be meeting downstairs. So we'll be working at the same time. We'll be splitting up the children. And then when our 20-minute block is complete, we're going to switch our groups. And we'll be going with the second group from 9:50 to 10:10. Those little ones, grades 1 through 5, will head downstairs for the scripture and prayer center. And the older ones will head up to me for the Bible lesson at a little more challenging level for grades 6 through 8. Now, for that 20-minute block, from when we go from 10:10 to 10:30, that will be when the whole group will come together, the third 20-minute block. And that time will go by the week, rotating through crafts, week one, music, week two, and then physical activities and games, week three. Now I'm going to pass it back to Mrs. Close here. That's what the kids will be calling her for a little more explanation.
Now, I know when Linda was talking, you didn't hear about pre-K and K. And those little fellows are very busy little guys. So this year, we are adding a pre-K, K curriculum and class. That'll be downstairs in the Sunday school room in what was traditionally called our pre-K, K class. And I will be teaching that. We have a fantastic curriculum that we found called True Way Kids. It's got a Bible focus, and yet it's developmentally appropriate for this age. Actually, it spans all ages up through teens, so we may be using pieces to supplement the older children as well. This curriculum includes activities, crafts, games, songs. It's just wonderful, all related to the Bible teaching. And, of course, we're trying to correlate everything from pre-K right up through with a similar teaching, so there's unity across all ages and grade levels. That is our goal this year. I'm going to let Linda come back and talk about the Bible centers and the prayer and scripture centers and give you some more in-depth information.
Now, when I'm doing the Bible stories upstairs in the sanctuary, we're going to be covering the Bible stories found in Genesis. We're going to start right at the beginning with Adam and Eve, and then we're going right up to Genesis 24, ending the fall semester with Isaac and Rebecca. Now, I use the Betty Lukens flannel board series, and it is really wonderful. The thing that we have always liked about it is very scriptural. It follows the Bible very closely, and there's no straying away. The pieces are very bright and colorful, and it really keeps the attention for the little ones, and even the older ones enjoy it. And what we do, and we've been starting this the last few years, we have the children bring their Bibles right with them, and they have those Bibles sitting in their laps, and they're opening up, as I'm teaching, to the place in the Bible that I am teaching from. And they supplement my story with actual lines of scripture. It's very good to see them delving into their Bibles. And if anyone needs Bibles, we will supply them. We will have our play at Christmas. And then in the spring, we will cover the great stories of Jesus. And then right back into the book of Acts this year. Mrs. Cole, downstairs at her center, will be working on scripture memorization. And she will be using scripture verses that are the key verses from the Bible stories that I will be sharing upstairs. And she's going to be tracking their progress and doing a little reward system, just fun little rewards to keep them excited about their learning. And then she will be teaching the children how to pray. This is a big emphasis in our Sunday school. We want our children to know how to pray and to make that a lifelong activity in their lives. She'll be sharing examples of prayer, and she will be teaching some Bible basics related to prayer. We are really encouraging life long learning at Grace Church. Now back to Mrs. Close. She's going to share a little bit about the teens and what the young adults will be experiencing.
Okay, our 9th through 12th grade will be taught by Deanna Young, and they will be studying Lee Strobel's The Case for Easter as well as various translations of the Bible and Bible dictionaries. They did the case for Christmas over this past year, and what they're looking at is there is so much against Christianity in the world today that we really need to prepare our children as they are growing older to know what they believe and be able to defend it. And these studies are focused on this. She listed the goal of the class to assist students through these materials and discussion as they become more familiar with the Bible and its evidence, as the Lord leads them to a place where they can more readily share this evidence to others who may be skeptical or don't know the Lord. So that is our goal for our preteens and teens this year. And also I'm going to give a little plug. We have a group, a teen group that Amy Hart leads every Friday night that is just wonderful. Game-based the first hour and then teaching the second hour. Kids really enjoy it. So I'm going to give a little plug for that too. Now I'm going to give it back to Linda. She's going to talk about a new addition this year, an adult class.
All righty, and we're very excited about this. Our pastor, Pastor Torres, is a teacher, a great teacher. He has a lot of experience with teaching, and he is joining our staff this year. And our goal is to provide Christian education for the whole family, for the adults also. And so he's designed a class. It will be starting that second week of Sunday school on September 24th. It will run during the Sunday school hour from 9:30 to 10:30. So what could happen is parents who are bringing their students for Sunday school can drop off the kids and head right upstairs for their own instruction. Any other adults are also welcome. It is a class that is open for any adults who would like to continue study in the Word. And this course that Pastor Torres is offering is entitled, What is Your Pastor Feeding the Flock? And the point, what his goal is to teach and show that unbeknown to many, many of Christ's sheep, those of us who are in the family of God, are being fed teachings by their pastors whose author is not God. They are doctrines of men and sometimes doctrines of demons, which are really detrimental to the well-being of the entire flock. And so what we're hoping is that any of you who are adults might want to join Pastor Torres as he explains how to put every spirit and every doctrine to the biblical test. That Bible is our handbook toward living, and we will see that he will use that Bible and show that you must test every doctrine, put it to the biblical test to determine if the teaching is sanctioned by the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. And this is a much needed course. It will introduce all of you who might be interested to three very important subjects, theology, apologetics, and polemics. So we really are hoping that you will join us for this new class that has just opened up this fall. We'll be opening up for all who are interested. All righty. I think that's all we have to share this morning. If there's anything else, Sister Beth, throw it out there, and then we'll close with a prayer.
Okay, I just want to again say, please come and join us this Sunday, September 17th, from 9:30 to 10:30. Enjoy some good food, meet teachers. If you have questions, we're open to questions, and look around and see what's going on at Grace Church. I want to close with a prayer. I was looking online at a website called Connect Us, and it had this really cool prayer that incorporated 2 Peter 3:18 and Colossians 1:9-10. But I've modified it because it spoke to my heart and about what we're trying to do here at our Sunday school. So let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunities for spiritual growth in our Sunday school, both in the students that will come and in our staff. Help us both to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to never cease to pray for our children and staff, and we ask that you fill us with a knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. In your strength alone, we will walk in a manner worthy of you. We pray that as we grow spiritually, we will bear fruit in every good work for you, for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.